Leaders in the Tennessee legislature are preparing to end their long-standing ban on firearms. It follows frequent criticism that they've been hypocritical by allowing guns in more places, but not Capitol Hill. But Governor Bill Haslam is pushing back. He says his administration, not lawmakers, has the final word. Senate Speaker Ron Ramsey says he and his House counterpart, Beth Harwell, have been discussing the possibility since last fall. Ramsey hopes to take down notices that guns are banned within the next few weeks.
It's proven statistic, undisputable, that if gun carry permit holders are allowed into a facility, it is safer, not less safe.
Some lawmakers do dispute that claim. They worry about the presence of firearms in crowded, sometimes testy, legislative buildings. Tennessee law gives legislative leaders the discretion to ban or allow in guns as they see fit, the same as any business owner. The main hang-up, says Ramsey, is the Tennessee Highway Patrol, which runs security for the legislature. Officers are trying to come up with a procedure to screen gun owners and make sure they have carry permits. Ramsey says the new policy would not extend into the Tennessee Capitol itself, which he says falls under Governor Haslam's jurisdiction. A spokeswoman says the governor feels strongly that guns should be kept out. What's more, Haslam says it's not Ramsey and Harwell's decision to make. The Department of General Services has oversight for the entire Capitol complex, including legislative offices. Haslam is willing to discuss the logistics and practical implications of lifting the gun ban, but he remains in favor of keeping it. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.